AccuWeather forecast says it's going to be mainly cloudy today. We'll have a high around 70. A third death being reported from Salmonella tainted cucumbers were grown in Mexico, which makes it Arizona, California, and Texas. Those deaths occurred, and the recall, of course, began earlier this month. The CDC also says contaminated cucumbers were likely distributed in 33 states, including Wisconsin, not the 24 as originally reported. The unemployment rates in all area municipalities for Wisconsin, especially the southeast corner, they fell from July to August. Here's WRJN's Janet Hoff with the numbers.
The jobless rate in Racine remains the highest in the state at 6.6%, but that's down 1.7% from July and 2% from a year ago. Milwaukee's rate was second highest at 6.4%. The August rate was 4.5% in Mount Pleasant in Caledonia, 5% in Kenosha, and 3.5% in Oak Creek. The August unemployment rate in Racine County was 5.1%, and it was 4.5% in Kenosha County. The jobless rate fell into all area municipalities from the figures posted in July and a year ago. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
Caterpillar announced today it will cut up to 10,000 jobs by the end of 2018. Company officials hoping to trim annual operating costs by $1.5 billion because of the falling global demand for heavy equipment. Shares in Caterpillar falling more than 7% with that news. Kohl's is going to start to test same-day delivery of online orders in Chicago and San Francisco, trying to keep up with Amazon and its Prime Now service, which began in New York City. Kohl's will also update its app and start to accept new payment options, including Apple Pay and Visa checkout. In Madison, Democratic lawmakers calling on Governor Walker to make sure he's going to repay the money from his campaign that he owes for all those trips while running for president.
The governor had promised to reimburse the state for the cost of travel for his security detail while on the campaign trail. State Senator Dave Hansen's worried that may not happen, though, with several reports indicating Walker dropped out of the presidential race because he was running out of money.
Last April, they said they'd repay the state taxpayers for the cost that ran up in the campaign. 6 months later, it looks like the hardworking men and women of this state are going to have to pay for it, and I just think it's wrong.
Walker's political committee did make some payments to the state before he launched his presidential bid in July, but state officials have not said if any invoices have been issued since then. Walker's campaign is saying it plans to pay those costs within 2 weeks. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And the investigation of skimming devices used at Educators Credit Union ATMs in Kenosha, Racine, and Milwaukee has Kenosha police and the FBI believing that the suspects could be Romanian nationals traveling across the country on visas. Surveillance video indicates up to 6 people responsible for compromising the ATMs, the first occurring on September the 6th in Racine, the others on the 12th. A woman from Antioch, Illinois, was discovered with facial injuries, in and out of consciousness, and a 9-year-old boy in the backseat of a car had chest pain. The vehicle sent through a stop sign on 67th Drive at Highway 11 in the Racine County town of Yorkville, crashing into a nearby ditch. A sheriff's department news release says the woman was not in a seatbelt when found by deputies, and noting that the windshield was fractured on the driver's side and that alcohol appears to have been a factor. She and the boy taken to Wheaton Franciscan All Saints Emergency by Union Grove Yorkville Fire Rescue personnel. 8 years in prison, the sentence in Kenosha Circuit Court for a man who drove drunk nearly 4 miles going the wrong way on Highway 50 before striking another vehicle and killing 2 people. 36-year-old Brian Smith pled guilty to a couple of homicide charges for the deaths of 52-year-old Paul Reese and his 29-year-old son Michael, both from the Lake Geneva area. Judge Chad Kirkman's order more than what Smith's attorney had recommended, but less than was recommended by District Attorney Bob Zaff.
It is probably the most frightening thing that could ever happen to a driver is to be confronted with a vehicle coming in your face. Head on, and you don't have much choice. Even if you take evasive action or swerve, you don't know if that offending driver is going to swerve and hit you. So what do you do?
Smith's attorney had argued that his client recently left the Navy after 18 years with something less than an honorable discharge and the loss of his pension. A 17-year-old in the Racine County Jail referenced 3 sexual assaults near the Carroll University campus in Waukesha. The teen identified after police put up a photo of the suspect on Facebook. His name is being withheld until a court appearance on the charges. Waukesha police and Carroll University officials thanking the citizens of the city of Waukesha and the city of Racine for information that led to the arrest. In Washington, Pope Francis making a strong case before Congress to embrace immigration.
Millions of people came to this land to pursue the dream. The people of this continent are not fearful of foreigners.
He urged lawmakers to work more closely together for the common good. A Racine man facing charges of first-degree reckless endangerment of safety, reckless driving causing great bodily harm, and operating without a valid license after his car slammed into a tree on Spring Street Monday afternoon, seriously injuring a 5-month-old baby found in the car seat by rescue personnel. Court documents have witnesses saying the vehicle, driven by 39-year-old Luther Williams, crossed the center line, forcing another vehicle to take evasive action. Then it hit the tree near Osborne Boulevard. Williams, able to get out of the vehicle, the infant in the carrier on the floor behind the driver's seat, airlifted to Children's Hospital, possibly with life-threatening injuries. Williams reportedly admitting to police he had smoked synthetic marijuana earlier in the day, but maintained that he swerved because of that car that turned in front of him. He'll be back in court October 1st. Governor Scott Walker says he is staying in Wisconsin. The now former candidate for president telling campaign donors he will serve completion of his second term in office and won't take a cabinet position with a new Republican president after the election in 13 months. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel says Walker also told his top donors he's not sure if he'll run for a third term. And CVS is planning to sell a drug that can reverse an opioid overdose without a prescription in 12 more states, including Wisconsin. The pharmacy giant already sells naloxone in Massachusetts and Rhode Island. A company executive says they're going to expand the effort to help save lives. Some independent pharmacies and other larger chains are also selling that drug without a prescription. The Kenosha City Plan Commission had been scheduled to take up the Shalom Center's proposal to move operations and create a new homeless shelter in a building across the street from the Transit Center structure on 39th Avenue. The agency, though, wants a little more time to gather community financial support before moving ahead with its plans, which would include rezoning. The Shalom Center, targeting the former JHT Holdings building, which has much better support than an earlier site in Uptown. In fact, a community meeting earlier this month resulted in some questions, but not opposition. The number of Americans in this country applying for unemployment benefits up just a little bit last week.
Applications for unemployment benefits increased by about 3,000 last week to a seasonally adjusted 267,000. But most analysts say that's a level consistent with solid job growth. Applications remain at historically low levels, suggesting companies generally have confidence in the economy. The less volatile four-week average of applications fell to more than 271,000. Scott Carr, Washington.
Nobody got all the right numbers in Powerball last night for the $237.4 million top prize, so it's going to be $267 million for the drawing Saturday night. From last evening, more than 16,000 ticket buyers in Wisconsin got lesser prizes, over 8,200 having only the Powerball number. One player did match the five regular numbers, but not the Powerball number of five. Five people under indictment for a robbery last December of Hussar's House of Fine Diamonds in West Bend. That was during which the offenders destroyed glass display cases and stole Rolex watches, a crime similar to others attempted in Detroit and Grand Rapids, Michigan. Police believe these suspects are part of a Detroit-based crime ring and that similar robberies around the country might be related. A $27 annual sidewalk fee being recommended by the Racine Common Council's Committee of the Whole for residential and commercial properties to cover repairs and replacement. That versus the current assessment system, which can otherwise create some major financial hardship. City Administrator Tom Friedel pointing out there are still several more steps in this process.
If the Common Council is in agreement with the committee, then the city attorney will draft an ordinance that will put this all in ordinance form, which will be then brought back to the council to see that ordinance, to see exactly how it looks, and come before the council that way. So there are some more steps, is my point, in bringing this forward like that.
Council President Dennis Weiser had to break a 5-5 tie vote. That sends the committee recommendation to the full council to consider starting the process of creating that $27 fee structure. There would also be a 5-year exemption for anybody already having done repair work on their sidewalks. State Department of Natural Resources Board putting off a decision whether to sell a parcel of state-owned lakefront property to one of Governor Scott Walker's major donors. The DNR wants to sell 1 3/4 acres along the Rest Lake shoreline to Elizabeth Uline for $275,000. Uline, the president of Pleasant Prairie-based Uline, and her husband Richard have donated nearly $3 million to Walker's presidential super PAC, Unintimidated PAC, and to Our American Revival, his now defunct political committee. She owns a condominium complex adjacent to that property, but it has no lake access. The Natural Resources Board voting unanimously during a Wednesday meeting in Bowler to consider the sale as part of a larger plan to sell multiple parcels. And the Racine Unified School Board, in addition to again holding a budget hearing next Monday night at 6 p.m., has a business meeting right afterward, and among the agenda items, introduction of the new Chief of Human Capital, that person replacing Dan Thielen, who was elevated weeks ago to Chief of Secondary School Transformation. AccuWeather forecast this afternoon, mainly cloudy, high near 70. I'm Tom Karkle, WRJN News.